Now, ego, now this is a very important term, and this is the point of differentiation between West and the traditional cultures. Ego is the function, according to Freud, and I'm going to try to use these terms, the function that relates the individual to reality. Now, reality in this terminology is nothing metaphysical whatsoever. It is empirical reality, what is here around you now, what you are doing now, what your size is, what your age is, what people say about you, your relationship to the empirical reality outside. Ego is a function that relates you to reality in terms of your judging power. Not the judgments that you have been taught to make, but the judgments that you do make. Am I making myself clear here? You can judge a situation in terms of what you know you ought to judge it as, and then you realize, I don't think of it that way at all. Now, this disparity between your ego evaluation, and I'm speaking seriously now, not just silly I want, but real judgment of the structure and import of the situation. You may consistently differ from the judgment system that your environment has given you. And particularly, since the judgment system in your response system is an infantile response order, are you able to get up here and make your own judgments and let that drop? Well, the point is, if you are not really detached, it's not going to drop. It will keep drumming back at you with these guilt feelings. Now, to anticipate a point that I'm going to make, it is this. In all Oriental religious instruction, one is told, cancel ego. One is told, behave in terms of the type behavior. There is no systematic development of ego in relationship to reality now, to the individual situation. And this can go to such a point that in conversation with people of the Oriental world, very often one can ask a question having to do with now and something that you'd like this gentleman to respond to. And what you get is a deluge of cliches. All of the cliche answers to questions that sound a bit like this come forth. It is very, very difficult to get a reality judgment in terms of here, now, and the individual assumption of responsibility for his judgment from someone whose ego has not been developed. And in a tradition where ego is not developed, you don't get it. The fact is that in Oriental vocabulary, religious vocabulary, ego is identified with id. And the system is, I want versus thou shalt. And I'm going to develop this in the second part of the hour in relation specifically to the Indian structure, where it comes out very, very clearly. Cancel ego. All ego is I want. In Freudian terms, this means that ego has not been differentiated from id. There has been no instruction and differentiation. The instruction has always been in terms of obey. And I feel that we can say this also for what might be called the traditional biblical tradition also. Thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. But what about a situation where your judgment says something else is required here entirely? How do you feel when you do the thing you're not supposed to do? This is one of our great problems.